Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. If you're watching this on Christmas Day, isn't it nice? Isn't this lovely? No family around, nobody to tell you what to do, what to eat, what to wear. You don't got to open up gifts that you pretend you like. Your drunk uncle isn't telling you that the election was stolen by the Democrats, even though he's Canadian. You don't got to listen to those things this year. You just get to sit at home in your own filth like you have been for the past 10 months. And that's where we're at. Lots of great things. I know, before we get into it, I know I promised you. You're like, Hack, you said that you interviewed a prostitute. That's next week's episode. I make the decisions around here. I make some executive decisions from time to time. And I thought, fuck it. You know what? Too many funny things in the news right now. Too much shit to talk about. Plus Christmas morning. Do you want to be sitting there with the old lady trying to listen to or watch the Uncle Hack Podcast? As we're sitting here talking about prostitution and dudes being pissed on, I think that would be the better solution to enjoy your Christmas morning. But like I said, my ego took over and I was like, you know what? You know what these people want on Christmas is you talking about the good old days when we used to run to bars and finger bang whores that had low self-esteem, even though those days are gone and we're never going to see them again. It's a damn shame. And you're not even able to go out and play hockey anymore. You know, it's a damn shame, isn't it? And I think that there's a lot of shame to be had down in Calgary after the events unfolded there where a young man, I know in the article that I wrote, I said that a 21-year-old kid. Now, I was just, yeah, that's not a kid. People are so fucking quick. That's not a kid. He's 21. I don't know about you, but when I was 21, I still had the mentality of a fucking infant. Still do at the age of 30. I can't even articulate my thoughts half the time, let alone I should not be doing a podcast. And the fact that it's rising on the charts on iTunes, can I get a fucking hoya? Fuck yeah. Speaking of that, we should read, before we get into the episode, some people left some nice things. I'm just pulling it up here. This gentleman right here on the iTunes reviews, these are the only ones I can see. I don't know if you can leave reviews on Spotify, but on the iTunes reviews, this gentleman writes, hands down the best podcast I ever started to listen to. And it's my first podcast I've ever listened to. Wow. How kind of you. Way to start off on the wrong foot. Isn't that nice? Isn't that lovely? And the next. And his handle is whoisyou1998. Next we have Hack Daddy, 5 stars. Gotta say, one of the best in my opinion. Just a dude being an absolute savage. Billy, _Paul. I love how you went with the double underscore. Very nice. Pretty mint, the next guy writes. 5 stars. This guy spews quality sewage out of his mouth. And that one comes from the United States of America, from Aiden James 777. And he couldn't be more correct. Just spews sewage out of his yap. There is nothing more true than that. There we are. We're back live. For those watching on YouTube, you're watching my fucking... Things just falling apart here. Oh, God, yeah. And things have... And speaking of things falling apart, the Calgary Police Service, you know... It's a damn shame that those things unfolded the way they did. And I think that there's just more shame that should be spoken about with that. And it is. It's a sad series of events that took place in Calgary over the weekend. If you're not up to speed, a young gentleman, 21 years old, was arrested for not complying with the Public Safety Act. by not getting off the rink. He got arrested for playing hockey. And that's not the issue I'm concerned about. The issue I'm concerned about is who let two female officers in the same squad car to attend that call? Who let this happen? Wow. If you watch the video, it's just a pathetic display of authority being put onto a 21-year-old boy, if you will. I mean, who is allowing this? This is just preposterous. That is the most pathetic display of policing I've seen in quite some time. And that doesn't fall on the officer's part. I'm saying it falls upon the higher-ups. Who's putting people in squad cars here? That's who should be getting their pee-pee slapped. You know, those ladies gave a good, honest effort. I mean, I've seen better wrestling from me and my cousins on the trampoline back in 1998, but that's beside the point. We were dishing Stone Cold Stunners. What? I said Stone Cold Stunners. What? I said Stone Cold Stunners. Like they were free candy outside of a white van at a public playground. Outside of a public playground. How are you doing this podcast if you can't even speak? How is it ranking the way it is when you can't even say the words that that your brain wants you to say? Wow, what a fucking landslide. Exact landslide that officer took when she slipped on that ice. That was just disgraceful. And many people thought, they're like, this guy's got takedown defense like George St. Pierre. He's got to be. There's no way. He replicates BJ Penn circa 2000 fucking 5. They can't get him to the mat. What is this? Who is this specimen? Dana, get on the horn. Get this guy in an octagon. Nobody can get him down. Two officers cannot get, female officers, can't get him down to the goddamn ground. This is a pathetic display or just pure athleticism. You be the judge. You tell me which one it was. Oh, man. And I love how, as the video carries on, you can see the frustration just settle in with these ladies because the kids just like, they've obviously, he's demonstrated that you fucking dipshits are not getting me to the ground. So now it's like, get on the fucking ground. It sounded like my mother, once I reached the age and hit puberty, where she just couldn't just wind up and hit me anymore. She, like, there was that realization of when, okay, my boy is to that age and to that fucking, he hit his growth spurt. He's a little stronger, a little faster now. I can't just wind up and cuff him because he wields the same, if not more, power than I do. This is now, I'm fighting inside my weight class and I don't like my odds. So I'm going to resort to a high-pitched, screaming voice to try and intimidate this young man into thinking that I still have authority over top of him. Then it comes with a little bit of respect, but at the same time, once you get out of mama's house, you're like, okay, I fucking can make my own decisions here. And those knees that they threw, like, could you put a little mustard on them? Christ almighty, you didn't even put the bread in the toaster. You're just serving up soft sandwiches. Who's paying these people? You are. The citizens. I was in tears laughing at that. The high screeching, get on the fucking ground or I'll taser you. Come on. Come on, lady. You're screaming like you're on your menstrual cycle, for Christ's sakes. Let's get it together here. Let's show some composure as police officers. This has just got all, and then like you got all these 10-year-old kids around her. Fuck 12. Fuck the police. Like, oh God, this is not going the way I thought it was intended to be. Oh man. Everything about that event is just so fucking funny. And like people just losing their mind. That was a 21-year-old boy who deserved everything that came his way. Oh, fuck off. Maybe if those silly bitches just would have like explained to him. And yeah, we don't know what happened prior. I get it. What we do know is that bylaw officers are basically useless. When you have the bylaw officer and you're basically, you can tell him, hey, suck my cock. And he's like, well, fuck, I can't do anything, okay? I'm going to call the police. That's their threat towards you. I'm going to call the police. Ooh. Ooh. Call the police, big man. Why don't you get in your little bylaw fucking car and go tell everybody how much snow they should have on their driveway, you fucking puss. You soft cock at an orgy. You drip stain underneath a sink. You fucking useless piece of garbage. It's Christmas. It should be a little more nice. You don't know what those officers are going through. Yeah, it's got to be very tough to now understand. Now the whole world knows that you are incapable of getting a 21-year-old to the ground and you are the laughingstock. We're overlooking this. We're overlooking this. See, gentlemen, this is why misogyny is important in the world. Equality, not so much. I can't believe this asshole. Could you imagine? Right now I'm working. Probably, actually, it'll be out by now. If you're listening to this on Patreon, I am working on a sketch. That's right. Hey, why don't we get a little product plug? Hey, why don't you fall off your wallet and support the show? See? Why don't you fucking fall off the wallet, support the show? Those listening on Patreon already knew this information because they get an extra episode every week. Just saying. You get in the future, once we can open up a little bit here, I'm going to put my photography skills to test and hopefully photograph some of the lovely ladies that dance on poles around this city, and it'll come in the form of Patreon. So that, my friends, is something to look forward to once we're able to all get together, once we're all able to get together. So funny, this like, oh man, that cop video does make me laugh. Me and a couple buddies were just absolutely shredding that part. When she falls on that ice, you can just tell that's where it switched. You can tell, like, that is the moment that, okay, we've had enough here. And then the voice had to come out. She's like, all right, the physical sense of this altercation is clearly in his favor. I'm going to resort to a simple screaming and yelling match with him because he's not going to go to that place because I have a badge. Oh, man. How many female officers do you think you could beat up at one time? I say, do they have tasers or not? Okay, let's play by the rules. Let's say they're peace officers, all right? They got tasers. How many do you think you could beat up? I think I'm getting by at least three before one of them gets me with a taser. But if I can get a taser in my hands, and it's just like there's no repercussions to the actions here in this hypothetical battle, okay? There's no repercussions in this battle. So it's just a battle. They're just going to send female officer after female officer after you. I think I could probably get 3 to 5 before I start tuckering out a little bit. The 6th or 7th are going to, they're going to have a little more of an advantage of a tired Uncle Hack. But I think I can get through at least 5 of them. Comfortably. Now, do I fight off the arrest for quite some time? Yes. I think they're going to struggle getting me in the back of a squad car. Do I think I could kick a few of them's ass? Yeah, but like the first one is getting it the worst, I would say. First, and then second one, unless they have that taser locked out and ready to fucking electric cock suck my fucking body. Then I'm gonna go with 5. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, I can do I can beat up 25 officers. That's physically impossible. Come on now, let's get with the times. Use your fucking skull. Like it has to be 5. 5 tops. And they like the last one's always gonna be like the boss. You know what I mean? It's gonna be like some, for the wrestling fans out there, it's gonna be like some chick that looks like China from Degeneration X. Looks like she could bench press you over it. She's just doing like a fucking overhead press with you. Like she just won the Stanley Cup. Like remember in NHL 95 on Sega or Nintendo, whatever. No, it was Sega. And they're just like, wow, over the head. True OGs understand that reference. Get at me, playa. But yeah, I think you could tear through at least 5 of them. No problem. No sexual pun intended there. Get your head out of the gutter. But I think it's just hilarious. The interview with the kid made me laugh too. You can tell he's just a hockey kid, hey? Yeah, you know, we're just trying to fucking get out here and live life, you know? This isn't life, man. He's a 21-year-old kid, and then Rebel News has this fucking microphone in his face. Tell us what happened. Tell us the events that unfolded. Give us all the details that you can recall from these tragic events happening in your life. And he's just like some 21-year-old kid. He doesn't quite understand the situation. He's just like, dude, I was just trying to play fucking hockey, and I don't know. I'm a kid. I'm not going to bow down to authority. Simple as that. And well, tell us exactly the events that took place in your mind. It's like, look, buddy, I fucking don't know. I don't give a shit either. Do I look like I give a flying fuck? And he's trying to be like very articulate with his words, which makes me laugh. And like, the hats off to the family. They've been through sounds like they've been through quite a bit. You know, the mom was deaf, and then she's got three kids. Actually, one was drafted by the San Jose Sharks, of all things. And then this gentleman that was arrested, he played juniors. He was a Brooks Bandit and then ended his career out in the Manitoba Junior Hockey League. So, I mean, like, these guys can fucking play, baby. And his other two brothers I think he's got two or three brothers. One was drafted, one plays for the Hitmen. And I don't know how this unfolds together, but that's pretty fucking impressive. No wonder those bitches couldn't get him to the ice. Like, this family is just like athletes through and through. One's going to the fucking show, drafted 30th overall, I believe. Good for you. Get the bag for the millions and the millions that young man will make in the NHL. Woohoo! Getting paid is a forte each and every day. True play away. Cops are really gay. I don't know how to follow that up. It's on the spot. Yeah, baby. Christmas time. Sleigh bells ring. Can you hear them? OnlyFans makes you less of a man. Spreading your buns just for some fun to make $15.99 a month. That's where we're at, gentlemen. We're losing our jobs. The oil patch is in the shitter. You know, blue collar just isn't what it used to be. And I don't mean that any disrespect to you fellas out there in the work truck, but you know what I mean? Everybody wants to be a fucking TikTok star. Everybody wants, including myself. I'm not going to discredit myself here. Or to make myself seem like, oh, would I love to be a TikTok star? Yeah. Who's that little bitch? Christy D'Amelio? What's her name? Charli D'Amelio. You don't think that I wouldn't hate? You think I'd like that? I wouldn't hate that lifestyle. Making fun of sous chefs that bring out shrimp on a plate. And I'm like, well, this just feels like it's a tad undercooked, isn't it? Just to be a rich asshole. I think that's a prerequisite once you make a certain amount of dineros that you can just be a dickhead and nothing else matters. Well, that's not really how to live life. Yeah, well, we're all broke, so we don't get to tell them how to live their lives. That's how I feel, quite honestly. Do I like rich people? Not really. They're not really that fun to hang around, and it's not like I hang around a ton of rich people, let's be real around here. But when you have an encounter with a very wealthy person, what's the first thing? Well, he's a bit of an asshole. He has the right to. He's worth a lot of goddamn money. Well, money's not everything. Yeah, you say that because you're broke and you don't have any. Simple as that. It's simple math. You're broke. If you had money, you could possibly be happy because you can buy things like MDMA and prostitutes, which tune in next week because we do have a prostitute on the podcast. I wasn't being a dickhead either. I know what you're probably expecting, and it's certainly not what you're expecting. Hey, so we kind of get the more human side of prostitution and I didn't know how to be funny with it without being like such an asshole. So I kind of just was like quizzing her about funny stories and shit like that. And just went off of that. So it was a lot of fun to talk to her and get that side. Because, like, let's be honest, gentlemen, we've all been there. your old lady sitting there yapping in your ear. And hell, maybe right now you're trying to watch this podcast or listen to it and she's in your fucking cerebellum ringing a bunch of shit around. Don't you think that we should probably take out the garbage? And you're thinking to yourself, you know, I shouldn't have bought her that Apple Watch. I should have bought myself an hour and a half with some dime bag downtown and just plugged her guts up. That's what I should have did. I should have just went and fucked something that isn't going to talk to me after. Unless I ask. I pay for a service and time. In fact, I'm going to steal that Apple Watch that I bought my old lady. And I'm going to take it to a pawn shop where I'll get about a quarter of its value, but it'll still be able to buy me an hour and a half of getting my rod sucked, which is not a horrible thing. You know what? You should take care of yourself. You should spoil yourself a little bit this Christmas, even if it's at the detriment of your old lady. You know, she wanted that Apple Watch. She felt that she deserved the Apple Watch. You haven't gave her a wedding ring yet. And this is just the one thing that she, you know, would be nice if you got me an Apple Watch. And you're thinking to yourself, you know, would be nice if you just started filling your yap full of hot Cheetos so you wouldn't talk. That would be great. I would enjoy that. But you can't say that because somehow in the course of your relationship, you know, you started out strong. You were the man in the relationship. You remember those days when you used to put your legs into your pants to feel your cock hugged by the tight jeans that you wear? And you just thought like, yes, I am the man. I used to wake up with a hard on ready to fuck the world. And now you're defeated inside. She's taken everything that you had, that ounce of happiness, the dreams that you had of becoming a dirt track racer on the weekends. You know, you work your ass off as an electrician from 9 to 5. Well, that's not true. Most blue collar dudes I know are up at 7 and they work till, you know, 4 or 5 p.m. Unless you're in the oil patch, then there's just like, there's no time. You're just up at 5 and you never know when you're going home. Half the time you forget your name. That's how that industry operates. But, you know, you worked your ass off to get to accumulate some toys in your life. You know, you're like, I'm going to get a side-by-side and go drive this thing up the side of Mount Everest because I fucking can't. And then this female came into your life and started slowly chipping away at all the dreams and aspirations that you had in life. You know, you're like, I'd love a shop attached to the building. And a shop? Well, where are we going to put the garden? Oh, you mean that garden that you never attend that's full of weeds? Yeah, that garden. I'm going to put tomatoes in it next year because, like, we're probably going to be in quarantine still, so I'm going to need a hobby. Well, yeah, that's why I was going to build a shop so I could, you know, keep my hobbies alive. But I guess we'll have a fucking garden so you can pretend like you know what the hell you're doing and cook and try to make fresh vegetables for meals that you don't even know how to cook. So bring back the misogyny back in the relationship and establish your dominance as a male is where I'm getting at. As I just described the pit of misery that you're living in with this woman beside you. How about that? Oh, yeah. So Jeff, with two Fs, spelled with a G, it's time to man up. It's time to nut up. Time to get your shit together. You sick of being the fucking cuck that you are? In fact, I really enjoy being a cuck. I enjoy inviting over the neighbor boy who smashes my old lady in front of me. It's pleasurable for the both of us. She gets an orgasm. I get to watch. Oh, man. Not shaming, eh? If whatever you're into, you're into. Who am I to fucking judge? I'm a little weirdo myself. Christ, at 25, I was going to goddamn orgies, for Christ's sakes. An orgy. Yeah. Christmas time. Beautiful time. Wonderful time for everybody. I hope you're enjoying this episode. And if you are, hit the like button just because I'm trying to be more of a YouTuber. We are, however, going to be enrolling a live show in the new year. I don't have a set date and time. Well, I have set days and times that we're going to do it, but I don't have an exact date when we're going to enroll this. We're working on it right now. We're going to be doing a live show. I've always wanted to do that. I think that'd be fascinating. Doing the podcast is a lot of fun. And I really, really enjoy it. I've always wanted to do something live. I've always been a fan of Shock Jock Radio, Opie and Anthony, you know, a little Howard Stern. So I'm going to do a little bit of learning. This will be the last podcast that I produce until the new year. Just because it'd be nice just to take a little break, you know, kick my feet up, enjoy a little bit of life. We've been grinding here at Danger Cats to keep the brand alive and grow this podcast, trying new things. There's not many of us that work here. And to be honest, there's two. I spend majority of my time working on the podcast and things like that. So as time goes on, we're looking to get into a live show, which will be Mondays and Wednesdays from 4 to 6 p.m. And hopefully we'll grow that into something bigger. I'm coming up with concepts and kind of segments for the show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Just to sit here and be a fucking dickhead for 2 hours and make fun of things. I'll leak a little bit. How about that? I'll leak a little bit. One thing I'm coming up with is Misogyny Mondays, when we'll sit there and we'll just talk trash on feminist websites. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm hoping to get a few of my comedian friends involved that will come on the show and absolutely tear these fucking things apart. Or these websites apart, and maybe we'll even read the Feminist Manifesto so we can get an inside look at how these women really think. We're going to be the Vice News, but for men. I just seen an article the other day, and the headline is, "Straight Males, This Is Why You Should Get Into Pegging." Pardon the fuck me. Who writes this? Like, who's doing this type of journalism for this company? Vice used to, you remember when Vice used to be badass and they'd go into places like, like Yugoslavia and go check out things like the proxy war that's happening in the Middle East, and they'd do like this gonzo journalism of bullets whizzing by their head, and they'd always pack up some little nerd and he's all excited to go into war. And these, I remember watching one, it was this Russian, and he was just boom. Like stone cold. This is a hard human. And this kid was all fucking giddy. He's like, "Oh, I can't wait to go in. This is going to be an exciting piece for me and all this." And this Russian sitting there boiling some water. And all of a sudden you just hear the clack of an AK-47, which sounds miles away. And this guy's asshole just puckers up and looks at the Russian. "Are we going to do anything about it?" And he just like nonchalantly, as he's rolling a cigarette, boiling water for his tea, says, "Why would I do anything that is miles away? What do you want me to do? Launch an RPG into sky? Quit being a fucking idiot." That's a horrible Russian accent. I tried. I'm sorry. I apologize. But that gives you context of how hard that human was. He knew, based off the clack in the distance, he'd be like, "This is miles away. Why would I do much about the situation?" And that's when the mood swung of this little fucking pansy. And I thought it was hilarious. And I call him a pansy. Like, I sign up to go there. But to be excited to go into a location like that, are you out of your mind? Who in their right mind signs up and just says, "Yeah, this is going to be exciting"? Now, you do gonzo journalism in war-torn areas. And you think that this is a fun. This is all fun and games for this guy. Christ. What a joke. But yeah, Vice used to be badass. And now it's articles like that. Fuck. Why straight males should get pegged. No, thank you. I don't need to tell the old lady to throw on a strap on and pipe my fucking chili ring, why don't you? That sounds like a great time. If Have you lost your minds? Who's writing this? I'm guessing it's like some girl that looks like she put a bowl on. She's got the Lloyd Christmas haircut and a septum piercing, a set of Harry Potter glasses, and somehow thinks that women are going to rule the world at some point, that they're going to over... We should kill all men. That's what I'm getting at. We should kill all men. And until men are like, I don't think that's going to work out so well for you. It was a joke. I don't think it was. It wasn't a joke until we responded as the male, the dominant male figure that we are. We just had to put you back in check and make you realize that one swipe with my paw and I'm putting you to sleep. So unless you quit appropriating our style, by the way, the bowl cut is a gentleman's haircut. And we don't need some vegan oatmeal fucking snorting dipshit with a septum piercing thinking that this is the appropriate way to live, all right? That's right, Misogyny Mondays coming at you in the form of YouTube Live. YouTube, and then we'll be streaming on DLive as well. But yeah, I'm just in the middle of like creating all the OBS Streamlabs content that'll be placed in there, and then we'll do some test streams, and then then enroll the show, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. Wednesdays we'll talk about basically things that me and my friends would chat about. I know my cousin Hooven will be hopping on the show from time to time, and we'll talk more sports. I got a few buddies that are very adamant with gambling, so we'll get them on and talking about gambling. It's going to be dude shit, okay? Which is going to cause me to be a little more informed and get my shit together in terms of like the edit, what's happening in the NHL, what's popping off in MMA. That's what I've been watching. Hey, did any of you watch that Canelo fight on the weekend? Wow. Canelo beat the absolute shit out of Callum Smith. That was a 12-round beating. They should have threw the towel in. How he didn't go down is beyond me. Because, fuck, Canelo was smashing him. It was probably in, like, the second round. You could just see the will of a man leave. The first round, I gave it to Smith. I thought he was a little more active. I don't know how much... you guys are into boxing, but yeah, that's what I did this weekend. I watched the UFC event there. Jose Aldo fought. I can't think of his name. It was a good fight. Again, there's a reason that Jose Aldo is the GOAT. I think he has a shot at making a run at the featherweight championship in the UFC again. I mean, he looked phenomenal in that fight. He is a GOAT. And then you had Wonder Boy fight. Why can't I think of any of these guys' opponents? Christ almighty. But again, Wonder Boy, excellent performance. Other than the headbutt, I think that'd be like the most significant strike that he took. And it was, and again, great fight card. Wonderboy looked phenomenal. Jesus Christ. He is just a karate master. He, his movement and how active he is inside the octagon is like so exciting. And he did that for 5 rounds. That's exhausting. I don't know if any of you out there have ever fought, but I had one fight go the distance in 3 rounds and I was dead. Absolutely dead. And the kid I fought was just a fucking tank. It was, I could not put him away. I hit him with everything but the kitchen sink. I remember at one point I had him tied up against the fence where I was standing, but he would be in my guard. So both his legs are up on my thighs and he's trying to get, I had his head just tilted against the fence, so he couldn't really get much movement. And I came over top with just a thunderous right, and it was right on his chin, and he shook that off. I'm like, fuck, am I in for a long night? But I hit him with probably, oh my God, I want to say 30 elbows. His face just, I'm going to sound like a pussy saying this, but his face just looked like a hamburger, and I felt bad after his girlfriend was crying. He's a nice guy. He's from Edmonton. I've ran into him numerous times, and he's a phenomenal boxer here in the city, and he's done quite well for himself in the sport of boxing, but my God, what did he tell me? He's like, you made me retire from MMA. It's like, I don't really want to hear that. That's kind of awkward, and I don't know how to follow up the conversation from this, but nice seeing you, Cody. It was great. Nice running into you. Beautiful time. Oh, God. Yeah, those were the days. But yeah, the live stream, we're going to be getting into that. Think of like shock jock radio. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to make fun of shit. Couple segments I'm working on and different little overlays. And it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. I've always wanted to do something of that nature, whether it be radio or some sort of like shock jock type personality. I've always been a fan of Opie and Anthony, Patrice O'Neill, like the Black Phillip show. So it'd be great to do something in that sense of like just fucking being a dude. Being a dude. It's okay to be a dude in 2020, and it will continue to be okay to be a dude in 2021. There seems to be this attack on masculinity, and it's okay to be a fucking man. And I feel like every goddamn day there's something new that, misogyny. Who gives a shit? You know what? There's alpha males out here for a reason. And I don't see the green-haired girl doing anything positive in society other than creating animosity online and dressing up in all black with her friends to throw bricks through a fucking Apple store window. So why the hell can't we just be toxic males? You know what? You got your heart broken by a dude? That's your fault. Should have known we were a piece of shit when you fucking got into the relationship. Oh, you got cheated on as a dude? Guess what, buttercup? Suck it up. It's not the end of the world. Oh, she broke my heart. I was in that position too last year. It sucked. But I also learned a lot about myself, that I'm a very resilient human being, and I'm going to take those life lessons and put them all in the form of toxic masculinity. Again, you know what? Because there ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick. Word to the motherfucking DJ Quick. You get what I'm saying? Those are fine words from the rapper AMG. We're going back to the 90s, baby. We're bringing back that type of misogyny. Oh my God, it's misogyny. Feminism has done zero good for the planet, and toxic masculinity wins wars. Just remember that. And we're going to make it damn sure. We're going to make it a damn fucking, make it a staple. We're going to make it a staple. We're going to shock the fucking airwaves until we get banned off YouTube. And then we'll just have to do it on our Patreon. We'll have to do lives on the Patreon, baby. I think you can. I haven't tried it out. But we are definitely going to be doing a live show, and I'm fucking stoked for it. I'd love to have some co-hosts with it that we can sit and have like a show. But I think that's down the line once we get... Once we make some money and I'm able to get better equipment and figure out much more on what we need to do with everything, I think that over time it's going to be a good, fun project, and I think it's going to grow just like this podcast. And hopefully we get it to a point where I can finally afford to bring a co-host on the show, like maybe one of my comedian friends or... just get it to the point where we're doing something like Pat McAfee. He's doing a phenomenal job with his show, and I enjoy tuning in with it every week, and I hope to God we can get it to a place like that. But with that being said, let's get back to the funny business, huh? You're over here rambling about what you want to do, what you want to become, boy. You ain't going to be shit. You're just like your father. You're just like your father. You'll never amount to shit, you son of a bitch. Sound like my mom. Christmas. What are you going to do Christmas? Eh? What are you going to do Christmas, hack? Well, here's what I'm going to do. And maybe this puts put some suggestions in your mind. I am, for one, I'm going to sit, I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to enjoy a coffee in the peace and quiet of my humble abode. And once I'm tired of that peace and quiet, I decided that I am going to pick up the phone and I'm going to call family members and do anything in my power to irritate them. Like, for instance, my overly conservative uncle. I hope to God I catch him at a moment where he's done his fourth tall boy and I hear the can hit the ground and a brand new one crack open. How you doing? How you doing, Hack? Merry Christmas. And I'll be like, Merry Christmas to you. And after exchanging what we got for Christmas with one another and old war stories, I'm just going to bring up fake news. Hey, did you hear that the Russians are involved with the Democrats winning down in America? Did you hear that? Only to hear him explode. And I'll be like, yeah, you know, I heard that these anti-mask rallies are being funded by George Soros to create a little bit more disruption up here with the government of Canada and with the public of the with the general public. I heard that. I've seen a quick article with it on WikiLeaks. I don't know if it's true or not. And just watch his mind explode. I'm going to be smart about this, and I'm going to FaceTime him and put on my best acting class. And I'm hoping to hear him just go into a lunatic frenzy in a rant you've never heard before. That's what I plan on doing. And then I'm going to go through my whole contact list of all my family members, of like cousins, you know, my cousin that's a very, very big feminist. And after I wish her Merry Christmas, and I'll be like, yeah, it's such a damn shame that the NBA, the WNBA can't get their shit together and just generate more income. Hey, it's just too bad that female athletes are boring to watch. Like, it's a damn shame, or else these ladies could finally get paid what they deserve to be paid. And then, boom, I'm just going to set little fires. And maybe I'll call my grandparents and instill a little fear in them just for my own personal joy, because, that's what it is. And if you're not picking up on how sarcastic I am being right now, then I feel bad for you and your loved ones, because you, my friend, you mouth breather, you absolute mouth breather. I often wonder how you get through a day. And like I said, I'm going to pick up the phone and call my grandparents and instill more fear into them by telling them that there's been a second and third mutation of the virus in the United Kingdom, and I just heard that it touched down in Vancouver from imported goods from the United Kingdom, specifically tea bags. Ironically, we're not going to throw them in the river. But that was the Americans. Rightfully so. But the Chinese needed oolong tea out in Vancouver. And the only way they could get it was through the British, because we've closed all the borders to China right now. So it's quite the ordeal, to be honest. It's quite the ordeal happening, Grandpa. So I suggest you stay indoors and miserable for a little bit longer. Unless you want to go out and join the anti-mask rally, then I'll join you in the fight side by side. And then I think to close the evening off, I'll give my aunt a ring and remind her why our divorce failed. And that'll be the sugar on top. And that's my Christmas present to myself, is just calling up family members and telling them things they don't want to hear. And just igniting their emotions within for my own personal enjoyment. Because nothing is entertaining on TV right now. What do we got? What do you want to watch? Reruns of Friends? Saturday Night Live has been the worst it's been in fucking years. You watch this trash? Who's doing the writing there? I've watched funnier shit produced on... Shane Gillis just came out with the ISIS car salesman, and it was funnier than anything that they've done in the past 15 fucking years. One sketch Christ, Andrew Schultz, Save America, which was great, by the way. I had a great time watching that. And that man is deserving of some GOAT status in the future. He's no, like, he's working. He's getting there. And my opinion is my opinion. But I think, like, that was a phenomenal show. I haven't laughed that hard at anything like that in quite some time. Netflix's comedy specials are fucking atrocious. What do you want to watch? Bert Kreischer rip his fucking shirt off and tell you jokes about my daughter? Bert Kreischer strikes me as like some woke dad at a party that's always trying to be cool and playing to every crowd. Hey, you 16-year-olds need a beer? Don't tell your dad. Wink, wink. That's who he strikes me as. He's funny to your wife, where you're like, fuck, can we fucking go? He's that guy. We all know that guy, right? Your wife is always like, yeah, let's go to Todd and Cheryl's house. Todd, it's really funny. Didn't you think last time? He makes me laugh so hard. And you think in your head, like, fuck, he's going to make me try all these gay craft beers for 2 hours. And try and talk to me about sports. Oh, yeah. He's one of those guys that just skims the sports channel and tries to make opinions off it where you're just like, yeah. And he's always fucking up names. Yeah, you know, the Philadelphia Crimson Tide. They're not so bad this year. Can I get you another margarita? You know those guys. They wear scarves. Fashionable ones. Go out in public with them. Just disgusting, fucking lame excuse of men. It's just an abomination to the male figure. And then they're like, hey, have you tried this citrus pale ale? It's also an IPA. And you think in your head, like, oh, God almighty. How's this guy not been hit by a bus? What do I got to do to get it? What kind of, has he got Clorox in the bathroom that I could drink? So that way I could get rushed to the hospital and the fuck out of here because I know trying to convince my wife to go home because she's having a good time. You all know this guy. But just, oh, fuck. You get invited over to their house to, like, stupid events. He's always, like, the first to be like, I'll host the fights. And you're like, fuck, I would rather watch it in my buddy's dingy-ass garage where we're just slamming bush lights. Instead, I got to be fucking hanging around this ass clown. This fucking twat of a human. I just wish to God, if there is a God almighty, please make this house collapse now. We've all been there, gentlemen. We have all been there. That's just life. But if you sacked up and you just said, listen, you fucking two-stepping queer, if you offer me another one of these pale ales, I'm going to fucking turn it sideways and shove it up your ass until I see lemons come through your fucking nose. Do you understand me? Get the hell away from me. And that'll ruin everything for the future. You'll never have to go over there again. You 2 cent queer. I ever hear the words pale ale, there's going to be a pale ale up your ass, and you'll be fucking farting citrus scent until the end of time, until I'm dead, okay? Until I'm dead every fucking day, I will drive over here and punt a fucking lemon-lime sandwich up your chili ring until I see fucking lemon-lime juice spewing out your nose like it's some Sprite tap at a local Subway. And if you fucking ain't down with that, if you offer me one of these cherry blossom sucker fuckers, it's an IPA. Fuck right off. IP gay. Ha, gay. There's always one guy. Yeah, did you try this? The craft beer people are just the worst. They're right next. I think when we're categorizing people that we hate, obviously vegans are up there. Vegans. But let's, like, the most underrated, hated people of all time. Let's get into this list right now. First off, we have cyclists. You guys are tools. Get off the fucking road. You are not in the Tour de France. You're in the Tour de Fuck Off. drives me insane. When I used to have to work out of town, somehow they paved the back roads and these ass clowns would come out from the fucking city and ride their stupid bicycles with their little spandex on around these fucking roads. And I just, like, every goddamn day, there's 9 of them all in a row. Ugh. I got my revenge one day, though. There was a big race, but they couldn't block it all off because, farmers need to get around and whatever it may be. And it was right around harvest time. And I thought to myself, I'm going to drive through this. And I did. And I drove at a measly pace of 20 kilometers an hour so I could ruin their time. Because it was a timed event. So I would get in front of them, drive down the middle of the goddamn road, pretend I'm a farmer looking at my crop. And I would just go at a pace that was so slow and I'd fuck up their times. And it was just like this feeling of accomplishment. Like, I finally got you back, even though the other like six, whenever the roads were dry for like 6 months, these people are out here just like ruining my day. But that 15 minutes made up for it. Number two, dog people. Dog people. Oh, I can't. You know what? It's great. I'm glad you love your dog, but I don't. Okay. I don't. In fact, I don't hate dogs. I just don't want to talk about them. I don't want to see pictures about them. I don't want to hear about the dog park. I don't want to hear about, somehow you know his personality based upon, you know, you looking at him and understanding like his little behavior, behavioral fucking, I don't know how to word that. What am I looking for? His behavior around the house that you somehow have had a conversation, a very intellectual conversation where you understand your dog better than anybody else on the planet. As you should, you are the owner, so you should be able to tell if he's in a bit of distress of any sort. But to act like you've had an active conversation with this fucking mutt drives me insane. Yeah, you know, every time he does that, that's him telling me how the fuck. That dog probably, if he could understand English, he'd realize like what a tool my owner is. I am literally the existence of this man's life. That this is what he piles all of his satisfaction and joy. And I'm glad that you do. I'm glad you found something to make you happy that doesn't revolve shooting up a school or a daycare. That's great, because those are the fucking people that would probably more than likely do that. Six sons of bitches. Drives me insane. I don't ever want to see a picture of your dog. I don't care about your dog. Lastly, I think number three is the craft beer guy. Nobody gives a shit about the fucking weird name beer that you drink. Nobody cares. Nobody has. Nobody will. Nobody gives a shit every time you come over and be like, yeah, I just picked up a six pack from the local brewery up there. Yeah, they got Flesh Skin Pale Light. They're doing a play off of Fleshlight. You know what I mean? It's a light beer. It's not heavy on the alcohol side. It has a little more hops in it than usual. But I think it's going to be a good beer. Here's the citrus. I know you said earlier you're going to shove a citrus can up my ass if you offer one up to me. But that one's for old daddy-o over here. Old Jeff Daddy. Gonna suck that back and have myself a good time. What do you say we put on some John Cougar Mellencamp and suck each other off underneath the moonlight, huh? How does that sound? Little couple crispy IPAs. Why don't we throw a couple crispy IPAs down in the cooler? We'll sit and put our feet off the dock, just barely dipped in the water. You can shove your cock down my throat and we'll go down there and be men. At least how my uncle used to tell me that's what men do. Fucking losers. But yeah, there's your top three list. Anyways, yeah, be sure to call up your family member and instill fear and put this raw emotion in that they haven't had in a while. Have a conversation. Make sure that you wake up and you think to yourself, you know what? For my own personal joy, I am going to irritate humans today. And there's nothing wrong with that. You should feel okay doing that. All right? So wake up. Call your uncle. Tell him the liberals are planning an attack on free speech, which they more than likely are, because guys like me can't fucking say jack shit anymore. Christ, I try making a joke on Tiki Talk, and all of a sudden it's hate speech. Suck my nuts, you Chinese communist bastards. But yes, call up your aunt. Call up your aunt that just recently went through a divorce and let her know that, hey, maybe you're never going to find love. Huh? Maybe love is just not in your cards, and maybe that just being a whore is the best thing for you right now. That's always a good idea. Call that up. And then after you're done that, remember, call that feminist cousin. Call that feminist cousin and just like say, hey, you know what? The wage gap does it does wonders for us. I think it does wonders for us. And I think that you're looking at this all wrong. You know, women should be at home with the kids. They shouldn't have a career. What kind of woman wants to work? The man should take care of the financials of the household, and the women should be at home taking care of the kids. The WNBA makes no sense. Nobody wants to watch female basketball. Right next to the WNHL or the NWHL, the National Women's Hockey League. If I wanted to watch Tier 2 Pee-wee hockey, I would. I don't need grown women trying to pretend that they know what they're doing. And just watch her mind explode for your own personal enjoyment. And that's a gift from me to you. You do that. You call up these people and you watch them just explode with emotion and just sit back and enjoy yourself. Because that's 2020, baby. 2021, we're coming back with a vengeance in the form of a live show. The podcast will still be a thing. Every Thursday at 3 p.m. And you can catch the episodes early on the Patreon at patreon.com/dangercat69. And I want to give a huge, huge shout out and thanks to all the Patreon subscribers that are executive producers. I wish I had a list of your names. I would shout you all out. I will, next solo pod, I will be sure to do that. And yeah, thank you guys for supporting the show, supporting me, supporting everything that we're up to, and keep misogyny alive. Cue the music. We're going to wake up with hard cocks in the morning. Hard cocks tomorrow. You're going to wake up. You're going to feel like a new man. You're going to feel like a goddamn new man. And you remember that scene where Mel Gibson is running in The Patriot? That's you. You with a giant hard-on ready to take on the world. Okay, 2021 is going to be your bitch. Like, remember the second time you got laid in your life and you realized, like, after the first time that it was done being awkward and you realized that you could lay some pipe and you could hammer down? Yeah, that's what life is going to be for you in 2021. Motivation, baby. Motivation coming at you raw and hard. Just like that cock fucking 2021. You know what, you big dick bastard, you wake up and you feel like a man. And the women that listen to this, give your tits a squeeze, honey. It's time to get your shit together. We're going to attack this fucking planet with everything we got, you understand me? Give that puss a slap right now. You a woman or not, huh? You a woman or are you a woman? Of course you are. Now tomorrow when you wake up, give your nips a twist. Go out there and be the bad bitch you intend to be. Oh yeah, you're spreading your asshole open on OnlyFans? Then be the best bitch out there spreading her ass on OnlyFans, okay? We're not taking no prisoners in 2021. We're done being pussies. We're done tiptoeing. We're done being a bunch of bitches. We're done being some pussies. So guess what? Wake up, give the puss a slap, give that hard, long cock a stroke, and attack the fucking day, baby. That's motivation. You're not going to find it anywhere else but the Uncle Hack Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to another fucking episode, baby. And we'll see you in 2021 with a giant hard cock getting ready to shove down all these whores' throats, baby. Misogyny. Woo!